It is time for Sarah's Wakey Corner, today brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wakey Corner?
Well, you were just mentioning the reasons why people watch the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I assume a large percentage is the halftime show, right?
That was, yeah, that was big, but the commercials were number one.
Okay.
Commercials were number one.
Well, I know that's usually why I like the Super Bowl is for the halftime show.
Right.
And so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, the halftime show. That's a good idea.
So during most of the Super Bowl's first decade, the halftime show featured a college marching band. So it was very different from the halftime shows that we have today.
Did the very first Super Bowl have a halftime show?
The first big game in 1967 featured the University of Arizona and Grambling State University marching bands, along with trumpeter Al Hurt.
Oh, Al Hurt was there.
Quite a show.
All right.
Quite a show. The show's second decade featured a more varied show, often featuring drill teams and other performance ensembles.
All right.
Starting in the 90s, to counter other networks' efforts to counter-program the game, the show would be headlined by popular music acts each year. So it really wasn't until the 90s that all these huge stars started appearing in the halftime show.
I suppose I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize
that either.
Thought
about it. Yeah.
Now, the NFL does not pay the halftime show performers an appearance fee, although it does cover all the expenses for the performers and their entourage of band members, management, technical crew, security personnel, family, and friends.
Well, the NFL can't afford it.
Well, no. But according to Nielsen SoundScan data, the halftime performers regularly experience significant spikes in weekly album sales and paid digital downloads due to the exposure.
Right.
So I guess that's why the NFL doesn't pay them, because they assume the exposure is enough.
Well, yeah, it is pretty good exposure.
The Who, after performing some of their classics at Super Bowl 44 in 2010, saw a 400% jump in digital sales the week after the game. So
it's pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Now, one of the strangest halftime shows happened at the Super Bowl in 1989. The halftime show was titled Bebop Bamboozled in 3D.
It's 1989, you said.
Bebop Bamboozled in 3D.
Okay.
And it featured an Elvis impersonator dubbed Elvis Presto, played by a solid gold dancer named Alex Cole. Two portions of Elvis Presley's songs were performed, and the rest of the show featured songs from musicals, among other tunes. Now, Elvis Presto, during the halftime show, also performed the world's largest card trick. So he did some magic, as well as being an Elvis impersonator.
So it wasn't just music, it was a whole show.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
So during the world's largest card trick, he urged the stadium audience to pick one of four cards, and an applause meter indicated which card the audience had chosen.
Okay.
Really sounds like an exciting show.
Yeah.
Several scenes also included computer-generated 3D images.
Prior to
the game, Coca-Cola distributed 3D glasses at retailers for viewers to use, although they only manufactured 26 million pairs, despite the Super Bowl having a much greater audience.
So those other people just saw blurry, half kind of laid over.
Correct.
Images, okay.
But it was the first 3D television event to be broadcast.
Oh.
So
it was a milestone. What's that guy doing now?
I don't know.
If he's not in Vegas, I don't know.
He should be, right? Now, Michael Jackson's 1993 Super Bowl performance was the real game changer. It was the first time network ratings went up during halftime with an audience of 100...
Whoa. You're telling me Elvis Presto, they didn't go up?
No. People probably...
That's a magic trick.
Turned it off.
Made him go down.
I don't know. With an audience of 133.4 million viewers in the United States and 1.3 billion viewers worldwide, it is estimated to be one of the most watched television broadcasts of all time.
Wow.
The show has been credited with establishing the norms of future Super Bowl halftime shows, and it's ranked as being among the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows of all time. Yeah.
Wow.
In the 6 years immediately following the wardrobe malfunction incident.
I'm not familiar with it.
In 2004.
What are you talking about?
Timberlake and Janet Jackson. All of the halftime shows consisted of a performance by one artist or group, with the musicians in that era primarily being rock artists, legends artists, really, from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
That's right. Yeah. You had to bring it back to being sensible.
That's right. These shows were considered to be more family-friendly.
Of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
For the Rolling Stones halftime show in 2006, the band performed on the largest stage ever assembled for a Super Bowl halftime show. The stage was in the form of the group's iconic Tongue and Lips logo.
Right.
And it had 28 separate pieces that were assembled in 5 minutes by a 600-member volunteer stage crew.
My gosh. I mean, the logistics of doing that, for any of these halftime shows, is unbelievable.
It's got to be quick. Yeah.
Fast.
Set it up and tear it down real quick.
And where do you keep, by the way, where do you keep all that stuff during the game? Like, not on the sidelines, obviously. It's back.
Right.
That's wild.
Right. The Super Bowl halftime show in 2022, starring Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Kendrick Lamar, and 50 Cent, is the most viewed Super Bowl halftime show on YouTube, with more than 322 million views on the official NFL YouTube channel alone.
I'll be honest. That's my absolute favorite
I loved that
halftime
one too.
Show.
That was great.
Ever.
And it was also, that was also the first Super Bowl halftime show to win the Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Live Variety Special.
It was a variety special?
Apparently, technically, I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Gloria Estefan has the distinction of being the first artist to hit the Super Bowl stage three times. She performed in 1992, 1995, and 1999.
Wow.
And the only other person to have performed three times is Justin Timberlake. He performed with NSYNC in 2001 with Aerosmith. And then, of course, the notorious Janet Jackson performance.
Oh, he was there for that?
He was there. And then he performed solo, which was, I didn't think that great, in 2018.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, he's not done. Maybe he'll come back. I don't know.
You never know.
Why, will they have Janet Jackson back, do you think? Ever?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not going to happen again, is it?
I don't know.
All right.
It can't happen again, right?
You picked out a record to go along with the Super Bowl halftime show, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so since Michael Jackson's halftime show was so iconic, we're going to play a song that he performed. We're going to play Black or White.
Wait, so these have to be the only siblings that have performed, Michael and Janet, right?
Probably, right?
Yeah, I don't think.
Separately?
Mick Jagger's sister hasn't done anything, has she?
I mean, I don't think so.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much. Michael Jackson, Black or White on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because Michael Jackson performed one of the most iconic Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yes.
And that's what we talked about today for the Wiki Corner.
You got it. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The first Super Bowl halftime shows featured college marching bands.
Halftime show performances halftime show performers are not paid an appearance fee.
And Gloria Estefan is the first artist to perform during the halftime show three times.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. All right. So Kendrick Lamar, I think, is performing.
He is.
Performing this time, right? Do you think this
That's
is going to be
the second time? Because he was with the group in 2022.
Okay, so he's one of these guys whose name I know.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't tell you a song that he does. So I'm wondering if, you know, I don't know. Do you think it's going to be one of these iconic?
I don't know.
Who would you like
For
to
see? Some people,
who,
I don't know.
Who would you like to see perform at a Super Bowl halftime show that hasn't performed yet? Is there an artist that you
know.
Would just love to see?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like an older artist that we play, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know who. Because a lot of them have already performed, like the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, I think Springsteen, right?
Yeah.
Did. So there's a lot of, legendary artists that we play that have already performed, but I don't know.
Look, what's your favorite? We're asking the audience, what's your favorite halftime show for the Super Bowl? Text us 222-4000. I'm curious who the artist is. Folks want to learn more about the Super Bowl halftime show, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to my Legends127.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Sorry, I coughed. I
was waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, that's right.
And they threw me off.
You also stream this live every day at 4:10 on Facebook, and then we archive the video up on YouTube. Go to YouTube and search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see all the archives up there, brought to you by Nibbleag Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. All right. Hopefully I'll be done sucking on cough drops next week.
Hopefully.
You'll be back with a fresh Wiki Corner on Monday.
Absolutely.
At 4:10.
We sure will.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Yes. Traffic, weather, weekend kickoff coming up in a half hour on Legends 102.7.